2. This one is here because the applicant is a member of the staff of the council. Yes, sorry. There's only the usual thing about the... might as well go home. it's okay, you can come back in when you want to. Okay, let's have it. 86 Pitsford Drive, or 66.
66 Pitsford Drive. The erection of a single-storey extension to the rear. Reported to Plans Committee, as has been said, the applicant's a serving member of staff. The application... the proposal is fairly straightforward, single-storey extension at the rear of the dwelling, and that's a plan showing the position of the house located at the northern end of a cul-de-sac of dwellings on Pitsford Drive, which bends round to this turning head at the bottom. To the north is Shortcliffe Brook, and to the west is the edge of the Garendon Park estate. Aerial photo showing the site, you can see that it's bounded by woodland to the north with the brook running through and woodland to the western side. You'll also see that there's detached similar scale dwellings to the neighbouring properties. The access driveway is shared by these neighbours and leads to a parking area and garaging at the front of the existing house. This is a photo of the existing rear of the house with the woodland to the western boundary shown to the right in the picture. You can see the back wall of the existing attached garage on the side of the house. The proposal is to erect a 4.1 metre deep single-storey extension to the rear of the garage to provide a utility room and wet room, and the extension wraps around part of the existing rear elevation to provide a small kitchen extension. The kitchen extension projects 1.6 metres from the existing rear wall of the house. And the extensions would be 2.34 metres in height to the eaves and 3.5 metres to the ridge, and would include hipped roofs to match the pitch of the main house roof. The extension would be inset from the existing side elevation here of the garage by 0.75 metre. So key considerations are the design and impact of the extension on the amenities of neighbouring occupiers and the impact of the proposal on the street scene and car parking. These are set out in your agenda report. The proposed extension is located entirely to the rear of the dwelling. It's considered that due to the position of the dwelling itself and the location of the single-storey addition, the proposal wouldn't impact significantly on the neighbours either side in terms of losses of daylight, sunlight or privacy. In these respects, the development accords with the current policies as set out in your officer report. In terms of street scene, as I said, it's set entirely to the back of the property and would have a neutral impact on the street scene, with the front elevation of the dwelling remaining unaltered. Impact on car parking. The proposal doesn't reduce current parking spaces, and nor does it create a need for additional car parking. The proposal therefore accords with policy TR18. Members will be aware that decisions need to be made in accordance with the adopted plan. The proposal is considered to meet current policies and would be acceptable in terms of its design and impact, and it's therefore recommended planning permission be granted conditionally.
Thank you. I'd just like to start off by saying that if this hadn't been put in by a member of a staff, it would have been dealt with by officer delegation, because it's does not affect another single dwelling on the anywhere on the site. I've been there this afternoon, as the members of the committee have been, and I just think it would just go straight through on member on officer delegation under normal circumstances. So personally, I would like to move that we take the recommendation of the officers. Do I have a seconder? Thank you. Do we need to have any speakers?
Councillor Bevington wanted to speak.
Did you want to speak?
Since you've already made the points, I was going to make I don't think there's much point in this.
Okay. We've got a recommendation. Shall we vote on it? Those in favour? There's two up there as well. Those against? It's passed. Thank you. Item 6, list of application. Sorry? He's not back in.
I will carry on.
Well, he's only coming in to get his glasses anyway, isn't he?
A bit, I'm looking forward to it.
Right, I continue talking. Item 6, list of applications determined under delegated powers. You've got the list, you've read them. Has anyone under any got any comments to make regarding them, or are we happy with the way they've gone? Everyone happy?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. The next meeting is on February sometime. Do we know when?
Beginning of March.
Beginning of March.
7th.
7th of March. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.